coaches met with you guys to deliver the self-scouting report that they did last week?
Yeah, and we looked, you know, watched some tape and stuff that we need to improve on. And, you know, it's like Smitty says, it's easy making improvements when you're 6-0, but you can also get complacent, you know. So that's one thing we're trying to focus on is looking at the things that we haven't done well, but also looking at the things that we've done well and continue doing the things that we've done well and improve on the things that we haven't done so well.
Specifically with the running game, have they been things that they've set out that they want you to do better?
Just techniques. You know, it just comes down to techniques. Everybody improving their techniques, whether it's hands or feet or, you know, sustaining blocks. It's a combination of things, and I think every position group in the building had things they want to improve on this week, and you know, that's what the bye week's all about.
How important is the time of possession in a place like Philadelphia that's loud, want to keep the ball in your team's hand? How important is it this week?
I think it's really important. I think the bottom line is to score one more point than they do, you know. But it is going to be a loud environment. They've got a great defense that, you know, can rush the passer. Guys that love to do that, you know, they love to put their hand down when it's third down and long and try to disrupt the passing game. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us and one that we're ready for.
Todd, what kind of challenge does it present when you're now trying to prepare for a defensive coordinator that you haven't seen before?
You know, somebody asked me that the other day, and it's a little bit of a challenge, but there's not a whole lot that somebody can come up with new. I mean, it's football that you can only line up so many guys. But they're going to have some little things, and it's just like every game. They'll come out with a couple things that we haven't seen, and we'll make our adjustments on the sideline and be ready to go. But it definitely can present a little bit of a problem.
Is that more for the coaching staff with the tendencies that they haven't seen, maybe that they would have seen out of the former guy?
Yeah, I guess so, because, you know, when you go back, you know what he's called in certain situations, and that's going to be a new guy now calling those defenses. But it's still going to be the same guys that we've seen on film. And like I said, I don't think they're going to drastically change what they've done. You know, they've had training camp to put in their defensive philosophies in the first six games of the season. I just can't see them changing too much. And I don't think they need to. They've got the guys up front that can play.
Looks like Mike Peterson might be back this week and practicing with them. What kind of a difference can he make on that defensive line?
You know, he's a good player, and but like I said, you know, you turn on the tape. We've just watched a little bit of tape from him, and you turn on the tape, and it seems like they've always have guys fresh. They roll their defensive linemen, and you know, they go for two or three plays, and there's somebody new lined up against you. So they keep them fresh, and they play hard. They run to the ball. One thing we pointed out, you see D linemen making tackles down the field. They run to the ball. Their pursuit is unbelievable.